Good morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. and you are tuned in to Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 44 degrees under partially overcast skies. Today is Tuesday, April 29th, 2014. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with Raven News. After over 25 years working for the Sitka Police Department, Lieutenant Barry Allen is retiring. He has some anxiety about leaving the community he loves, but is looking forward to the next stage. KCAW's Emily Foreman met with Allen yesterday, his last day at the Sitka PD.
Hi, I'm here to see Barry Allen.
As a reporter in Sitka, Barry Allen is the guy I call when I need information on something I've read in the police blotter. He always makes an attempt at sharing what he can.
Hey, how's it going?
Come on in.
Thanks. You know, I realize I never know whether to call you just Barry or Lieutenant Allen.
Barry works fine. I'm not that formal.
He's 51 years old, and he's worked for Sitka PD for 25 years.
I've had half my life here, you know.
Today is his last day. Allen and his wife are leaving Sitka and heading north towards Nenana.
We've got a little room and we've got a house up there, and we're going to work on that, you know. And I'm just kind of kicking back and doing whatever for a little while.
That will be an interesting transition, I imagine.
It will be. I'm going from a very structured environment to being left on my own, so I guess it's up to my wife to kind of keep me in line from here on out.
He's been the operations lieutenant in Sitka for the last 10 years.
The operations lieutenant supervises the jail, dispatch, animal control, parking, investigations, and patrol. I've held pretty much every position on the law enforcement side of the department since I've been here.
So he's seen a lot, specifically how the issues have changed. He says at the moment it's meth and heroin addiction. In the past, he's seen streaks of burglaries. He says sometimes there's a disconnect between what he feels should be addressed and what the community actually cares about.
You know, there can be two completely different perspectives on the world, and that's where getting to know people is important, because you need that feedback. Otherwise, you're kind of missing the point.
Allen says it took him 25 years to learn how to be approachable. He's gotten to know families across several generations, and the effort has paid off, especially when working with prosecutors.
So you can provide context and a connective thread to fill in the whole picture of what...
Exactly, to try to fill in the whole picture. Because, you know, a criminal case is just a microcosm of what may be going on with that family or that person. Most people that get in trouble in Sitka are not really truly bad people. They've made a mistake, or some other set of circumstances has caused them to react to something in some particular way.
Have they hired a replacement for you?
Yes, they have. His name's Jeff Ankerfeld, and he'll be on board on June 2nd.
Do you have any words of advice for your replacement, how to be successful in this job?
Get to know the community.
While this is the end of his law enforcement career in Sitka, he's not finished with law enforcement altogether. Allen says he might like to pursue forensic photography, but for now, he'll see how it feels to kick back. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.
A little more than a week after running aground on a stormy beach in Sitka Sound, the FV Mirage has been refloated. The 52-foot steel-hulled troller went ashore in surf and heavy seas last Sunday evening on Low Island, a windswept mound of rock off the coast of Kruzoff Island, about 8 miles west of Sitka. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Michael Wertman, supervisor of the Coast Guard Marine Safety Detachment in Sitka, says the Mirage was dragged off the island and refloated at about 1 p.m. Monday afternoon. The next step, says Wertman, is to keep the Mirage floating.
They had divers do an assessment of the vessel underneath and get on board, make sure it's not taken on water, and the vessel is now transiting to Sitka to be further evaluated.
Throughout last week and over the weekend, the marine salvage company Global Diving worked to remove fuel, fishing gear, and rigging from the stranded vessel in order to lighten it. In all, 1,600 gallons of diesel were pumped into plastic tanks and flown in sling loads by helicopter to the Sitka airport, as were the Mirage's trolling poles, anchors, and 40 skates of longline gear. Kerry Walsh, project manager for Global Diving and Salvage, says the Mirage was not in a very good spot.
It was a horrible spot, to be honest with you. It's very shoaly and influenced by tidal currents and open to the sea. You know, so it's in a bad spot. It's obviously windswept, barren little piece of lava rock out there.
Salvagers plugged and epoxied all the through-hole openings in the Mirage and then flooded her bilges with seawater to keep the vessel stable during high tides. Nevertheless, the Mirage moved onshore 90 feet over the course of the week. Dewatering pumps were staged on board the Mirage in preparation for towing her off Low Island on Sunday. The landing craft Seamount and the tugboat Wendy O encountered 8 to 12 foot swells in Sitka Sound. A helicopter had lifted a 12-inch blue steel tow line previously to Low Island. When crews were ready to carry the tow out to the tugboat, Walsh says they ran into problems with the messenger line. The lightweight line passed between vessels that carries the heavier line.
The breaking waves were causing a sideways motion with the water, and it washed the big tow line underneath the bow of the Mirage, and it kind of wedged it between the rock and the bow, the keel of the boat. And when it wedged it, it also put a surge on the messenger line, and it parted just offshore. But we were able to recover all that line and get it all back and get it back up on high ground and go back out this morning.
On Monday morning, with somewhat lighter winds and seas, the helicopter was able to hoist the tow line directly out to the tug, and the Wendy O freed the Mirage on the rising tide. Michael Wertman with the Coast Guard credits the Mirage's owner for taking responsibility for the salvage and excellent work by Global Salvage for a successful operation. And when that's not the case, Wertman says the Coast Guard can take measures of its own to salvage vessels.
We have a fund. We have agreements with companies in the area, and we can hire them to do the same thing that Global did, essentially.
Wertman says the cause of the grounding remains under investigation, and he will not release the results until the case is officially closed. Carrie Walsh with Global Diving says a life raft and small freezer came off the Mirage as she was being pulled off Low Island. He went out in the helicopter and recovered both. There's no sign at all that the Mirage was ever out there, he said. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Just before it gaveled out on Friday, 5 days late, the Alaska legislature passed a bill of particular importance to Sitka. Senate Bill 99 authorizes the city to apply for a low-cost state loan to complete the Blue Lake Dam expansion. It's just six lines of text tacked onto a larger bill, but for Sitka, it could mean significantly lower electricity rates in the future.
Well, it comes right down to the family when they write the check to City Hall to pay for their electrical consumption.
That's Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who inserted the loan language into SB 99 and ushered it through the legislature. Sitka needs to raise about $18.5 million to finish the Blue Lake project. Officials originally hoped the money would come in the form of a state grant, but the project didn't make it into this year's capital budget. So the city turned to Plan B, a low-cost loan from the Alaska Energy Authority. The authority has the power to issue loans with interest rates as low as 0%. That means a loan from the authority could be a much cheaper way for Sitka to pay for the Blue Lake project than issuing municipal bonds, which is the city's other choice. City Administrator Mark Gorman said those savings would then be passed on to Sitka residents and businesses. The city is already planning a 10% electricity rate hike in July to help pay for the Blue Lake Dam. That's pretty much set in stone, said Gorman. But he said if Sitka can negotiate a loan with the Energy Authority, it may be able to avoid further rate increases down the line. City officials were watching Stedman's efforts in the legislature with their fingers crossed, said Gorman.
I think he really pulled a rabbit out of the hat on this one.
The loan still isn't a done deal. The governor has to sign the legislation into law, and then the city will enter into negotiations with the Alaska Energy Authority. The final loan will depend in part on how much money the authority has available. And with the end of the legislative session, one of Southeast's longest-serving lawmakers is retiring. Peggy Wilson says she will not seek re-election to her Wrangell-based House district. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Peggy Wilson's stepping down for two reasons.
My mom hasn't been well, and I'm just worried about her so much, and because of the session, I couldn't go.
And
since December, I've had four great-grandbabies being born, and there's another one on the way.
Wilson says her own health is fine, but at 68... the long days and late nights are taking their toll.
I don't want to be falling asleep in committees.
Wilson's been in Alaska's House of Representatives for 14 years. She began as the Wrangell-Petersburg Sitka rep, Then reapportionment dropped all but Wrangell and added Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island. Wilson's first big issue was education, and she's continued to push for funding and other improvements. But she's very concerned about the legislature and administration's recent directions. She says focusing on charter, church, and homeschools will hurt traditional public schools.
We do need to make changes in education, but we can't make them and leave people out. We've got to make the changes so that it can ultimately reach everyone and not just a select few.
One of Wilson's biggest disappointments was the failure of a roads and highways infrastructure fund. The retiring Wrangell lawmaker authored bills for the past 6 years. One measure made it through the House and to the Senate Finance Committee this session, but it remained there when the final gavel fell.
I firmly believe for the health of Alaska overall, our roads need fixing. We need to have more roads, and it's not going to happen with the current status quo.
At least two people are running for Wilson's House seat. The most recent to announce is Ketchikan Visitors Bureau CEO Patty Mackey, a Republican who ran 2 years ago. Another is Ketchikan teacher Dan Ortiz, who will run as an independent. Others are expected. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
And that's all for Raven News for this morning. It's 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka. You can listen to or read most Raven news stories again on our website, kcaw.org. To read comments on our stories on Facebook, click on the Facebook link. You don't need a registration or login. And to have KCAW news headlines tweeted directly to your smartphone, tablet, or computer, click on the Twitter link. It's 44 degrees in downtown Sitka under partially cloudy skies. You can expect rain today throughout our listening region and temperatures in the low 50s. We're coming up on 1 minute after 8 a.m. We're going to rejoin NPR's Morning Edition. And then at 8:18, I'll have a live local interview about Bike Safety Month. Please join me for that if you're able. Good morning.